You're listening to SBS News.
In 2017, 3 years after settling in Australia from Brazil, Diana Faria chose to have a home birth for a third child. She had previously had two babies in Brazil in hospital, the first by caesarean and the second by vaginal birth. After examining the hospital options in Australia, she decided to consider a home birth. She says the environment, experience and recovery afterwards could not have been more different.
Looking at the assistance I had, the care I had, I think with the second, we are a little like misplaced, you know? Like you're in a hospital with lights and everything's white and the smells are different and there's people getting in the room and going out of the room all the time. So it's not, they were very good, but it was still very unpersonal, you know, like a clinical placement, like, yeah. And in a home birth, like they were watching me, they knew, they were checking the baby, they were very alert. Midwife got in, and because with my second daughter, I pushed really hard and I had a very bad recovery, I didn't really like that. I was the whole time, like my whole pregnancy, I was trying to focus on not pushing, just breathing and being calm. And they did an amazing job helping me with that. So I did manage to just breathe. And my baby was out 30 minutes after midnight. It was amazing. It was like, I cannot compare the recovery and the experience itself. Like, if I known better before, I am 100% sure I would have had all of them at home.
A new study published in the journal BMJ Open compares the outcomes of more than 1.2 million births based on three locations: hospitals, midwife-run birthing centres and home births. Lead author, UTS Professor of Midwifery Caroline Homer, says it's the first study to take a national perspective on the issue.
So we looked at the outcomes of women, healthy, low-risk women giving birth in all states and territories from 2000 to 2012, so about a 13-year process, so more than a million women in this study. And we did show, and we looked at their outcomes according to where they plan to give birth, so either in the birth centre, in a hospital labour ward or at home, and essentially showed very good outcomes for all places of birth, but particularly less maternal complications if you plan to give birth at home or in a birth centre, high rates of normal birth, particularly at home and in the birth centre, and the perinatal mortality outcomes, so that's stillbirths and newborn deaths, were very similar between the groups.
Professor Homer says the results add certainty to what was previously known about how home births compare to hospital births for healthy women with low risk of complications.
We've always been a bit uncertain, and home births have always had a difficult rap in the media in terms of not having enough information. But equally, birth centres, we don't have enough birth centres in Australia, and I think this study really gives us confidence to say to health services and systems, birth centres are a really great option and it would be good if you set up more of them. And for women choosing home birth and midwives and health systems providing home birth, equally, in the right circumstances for the right women in a well-integrated system, home births are a really safe option as well.
Co-author David Elwood is a professor of obstetrics and gynaecology and dean of medicine at Griffith University. He says the study shows home births and birthing centres are just as safe as hospitals when it comes to the health of the baby.
The primary question we were interested in was safety and looking at the rates of stillbirth and neonatal death between the three different sites was it was very reassuring to find no difference between the three planned places of birth. From a purely safety perspective, by these birth outcome measures, there isn't a difference for low-risk women. So it really then should come down to a matter of choice.
The Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists say in its 2017 position statement, it believes the hospital is the safest place for birth, even for healthy women, due to the possibility of sudden, unexpected complications arising during labour. Professor Elwood says that position is not supported by the findings of the new study.
I don't think it's reasonable to rank the places of birth in that way, when we're dealing with low-risk women, I think these data are telling us that really all three options are reasonable options. And we know that women who choose to birth in birth centres or at home have much lower rates of intervention, which is probably to do with the model of care that they're getting rather than the actual place of birth. The two things will often go hand in hand. Women who are choosing birth centre or home birth will almost always be having continuity of midwifery care throughout the pregnancy and their labour and birth. So it is a different model of care from what many women will experience in hospitals.
Australia has 16 publicly funded home birth services and about 200 privately practicing midwives across the country. Professor Elwood says the study findings point to the need to change government policy settings to make birthing centre and home birth options more accessible.
I think that health jurisdictions need to look seriously at how they can integrate those sorts of services into mainstream maternity services, as well as ensuring that numbers that use birth centres are not limited by a restriction on the use of those facilities. It's often a case of redirecting services to what women want and what women need.
Diana Faria says her advice to healthy pregnant women is to consider all of their options, including what makes them feel safe.
I do think that some women will not feel safe at home, and they will feel safe at hospital, and that's fine, and they should feel safe, and that's very important, you know. Because that's the thing, fear will get in the way, you know. If they're not feeling safe at home, then fear will get in the way, and it might not be a good home birth. So just be where you feel safe and cared for and respected. That's the main thing, I think.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.